For thousands of high school students in Boston, the first school bell of the day will ring a little later in the fall. In response to findings that adolescents need extra sleep, Boston's school committee unanimously approved a plan to start most high schools after 8 a.m. in the next school year. Also, many elementary schools will open earlier, and the timing of the end of the school day will be adjusted accordingly. WBUR's Max Larkin has been following the school committee vote. He joins us now. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Deb.
So what was behind this decision?
Well, mainly it's because teenagers aren't really exactly up and running this time of morning. Researchers say that adolescent sleep is actually kind of unique. They tend to get tired about 2 hours later than most children and adults, and they still need maybe 9 or 10 hours of sleep each night. Wendy Troxell, I spoke to, she's a sleep researcher at the RAND Corporation, and she described it as a kind of generational jet lag.
If you travel to a new time zone, you understand that you can't just force yourself to fall asleep. Your body is not ready to fall asleep. And that's exactly what's happening to teenagers.
Troxell says that lack of sleep may lead to some of the problems that make teenagers difficult to teach and parent: irritability, distraction, even mental health troubles like anxiety and depression. And yet about half of Boston's high schools start at 7:30 or earlier. So, and if you add a bus ride across town, that doesn't leave much hope of getting 9 or 10 hours sleep.
Last night's committee vote was unanimous. Is there any opposition to this change?
Members of the school committee say they hear about start times all the time and that it's pretty one-sided. Parents complaining about that waking up a groggy teenager can just be a really unpleasant daily ritual for the whole family. But some high school students actually spoke up and argued against starting school too late. Many of them say they have jobs or childcare responsibilities and that they want some time in the afternoon to do those things.
And Max, how might this plan be implemented?
Well, strangely enough, schools might find out as early as this morning when they'll start next year. The district relied on an algorithm to populate out lots of different schedules. This is with the same team of engineers from MIT who helped optimize the district's bus routes over the summer. So they're working through the night to pick which of the algorithm schedules they'll be using. So the hope is they can do the same kind of optimization work for class times, find the one best schedule that meets all the district's needs. For example, the district does indeed want to make elementary schools dismiss earlier, since many parents don't like it when their little kids are coming home in the dark. John Hanlon, who runs operations for the district, he says they're also trying to find ways to save money on school buses, too, which has been a big expense for the district, and they're going to try and reinvest that money in the classroom.
If we can more strategically align what our school's start times are, that then allows us to more efficiently build our transportation system so that our routes aren't wasted time spent not driving any students to school.
Max, are teachers on board with this?
They are. The president of the teachers union told me that most teachers have bought into the sleep science and they don't want to be teaching groggy kids either. But it's worth noting that, like, the union and children's parents, they don't really have a say when it comes to start and end times. So there's this expectation that teachers and parents and students and employers will all kind of reorganize their schedules around the new normal next school year.
All right. WBUR's Max Larkin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Deb.